Hello, hello to my beautiful people all over the world. Thanks for joining Cogitate Clear Mind Robustness. You are here with Tanya T, and today we will be talking about self-image. Yes, guys, self-image. Now, what causes bad self-image? It may include unhappy childhood, poor academic performance in school, resulting in lack of confidence, right? What does lack of self-worth look like? You may become very upset by criticism or disapproval and withdraw from activities and people. Some people with low self-esteem stop looking after their appearance. Others may overcompensate by always being perfectly groomed. Now, what are some examples of negative self-image? Seeing yourself as unattractive and undesirable. Having an image of yourself as a stupid or unintelligent person. Is self-image a mental health issue? Having body image concerns is relatively common experience and is not a mental health problem in and of itself. However, now, it can be a risk factor for mental health problems. What is unrealistic self-image? To elaborate, an unrealistic self-image occurs when one's perception of oneself significantly differs from one's actual self, real self. In other words, the person experiences an incongruency between the selves, perceived and actual, right? Now, what are some signs of low self-confidence? Feelings of self-doubt, passive or submissive behavior, difficulty trusting others, feeling inferior to others, feeling unloved. Now, can a person with low self-esteem love? You can even have a successful relationship while hating yourself. That's crazy, right? You just have to find some workarounds until you find a way to improve your self-esteem. If you think that you don't deserve to be treated well and you don't deserve to have your boundaries respected, make it about your partner then, right? I'm not going to stop you. How do you improve someone's self-image? Give them positive feedback. Encourage them. Listen to them. Express your care and your concerns. Now, what is the root cause of low self-esteem? Do anybody know? Talk to me. Because I can't be the only one over here talking now. But this is what I'm thinking it is. A stressful life event, loss of a loved one, could be financial problems, unemployment, chronic medical or mental health illnesses, and disabilities, right? Now, it can also lessen our view of ourselves. Now, why is low self-esteem unattractive? Now, why is that? That's because people with low self-esteem generally tend to be very reserved, can be quite pessimistic. Now, I'm pessimistic now, so I don't know what they're talking about. And put simply, don't have the most enlightening views about life. We crave love, happiness, curiosity, and zeal in our relationships. I'm talking about all relationships, not just romantic ones, right? We all want to be happy, and we crave that love. Now, which therapy is best for low self-esteem? How about CBT? Cognitive behavior therapy. Research studies have shown CBT is one of the most effective treatments for low self-esteem. Now, what do therapists do for low self-esteem? We have the psychodynamic therapy. It can help people identify and recognize the underlying causes or reasons for having low self-esteem. It can also help people connect past experiences to present ones that may be influencing their self-esteem. We want to get to the bottom of that, right? Now, what are the three C's for building self-esteem? Come on, talk to me now. We need competence. Everybody need to be competent, right? Confidence and connection. The three C's, competent, confident, and connection, right? So I want you guys to reflect, look back, talk it out, work it out. You know, I am big on journaling. If you don't want to talk to someone, you don't want to seek therapy, you don't want to seek help, you don't want to reach out to a loved one, find you a notebook. Talk about it. What about your past? Bring it all the way up to your current situation. Why do you feel the way that you feel? Your self-image. What is it that you do not like about yourself? And why is that? What are you going to do to become confident? You have to start building connections with people, right? So now I want you guys to be good. And if you can't be good, I want you to be good at it. Until next time, have a blessed day.